Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, March the 30th, sponsored by the UK Investor Show. Starting off with Seven Digital, where we've broken this, clearly broken this resistance line from the end of January, running through 0.2 pence while we're above 0.2 pence, and especially with an end of day close back above the 200-day moving average at 0.23 pence today. The initial target here up to former March resistance through 0.35 and up to 0.4 pence as a best case scenario for the shares. Good strong green candle as today as well, so that backs the idea that the stock is back in business for the bulls. A strange chart here for AIQ, but it shouldn't be too tough for the bulls on this particular situation. You can see it's not the most liquid stock around, but what we're looking for here really is a break of this 30 pence area. If we can break 30 pence with a rising 200-day moving average and the gap higher that we've had today, we should hit the top of that rising trend channel from April last year, or April 2018, in fact, heading towards the 50 pence area. Very illiquid situation, but rather reminiscent of the AAA chart that we looked at last week. On to Eve Sleep, which I've been meaning to look out for quite a while. Apparently, still quite a favourite on Twitter, etc., etc. Here we've got a situation where the shares have broken this line of resistance from January at 0.9 pence. End of day close today above the 50-day moving average at 1.25 should allow the shares to head towards the 1.5 to 2 pence area, which is basically the initial 2020 resistance for the stock. RSI is still at 63, so not too overbought yet either. Bit of gas in the tank from a technical point of view. Favorite of mine, I suppose, at the moment is Fusion Antibody, just because Fusion Antibodies, rather, just because the antibodies could be the cure or the key towards solving the whole coronavirus situation. Current situation here is that the stock has gapped up above the 50-day moving average at 81 pence, and while we're above that, looking for a target here as high as the top of a broadening triangle from the end of 2018, heading towards £1.60. Ideally, there's no break back below the latest gap floor left from Friday at 88 pence, but 50-day moving average, probably a decent stop loss on that particular situation. Gene Drive had its big move, initial move, the other week, now a bit of jiggery pokery, been in a wide range between 20 and 40 pence, but looks like we're ready for the next wave higher, at least while we're above 25 pence former resistance December. We should at least retest the peak so far in March at 40 pence, with the best case scenario target as high as 60 pence at the top of a broadening late 2017 triangle for the shares. On to a stock which is, I think, new in the near term for the Bulletin Board Heroes, comes in the form of Kaseera Global. Here we've got a break of the 50-day moving average. That's around the point 37 pence level. End of day close above that today after a solid green candle that we've got. Could open up the shares towards an initial target to retest November resistance in the 0.65, 0.7 pence zone where the 200-day moving average is, with the 1 to 2 month target as high as the top of a broadening triangle from last August, heading towards a penny. At this stage, only really back below 0.3 pence initial initial March support would really kill off the idea of an extended recovery for the shares. On to one of the most talked about stocks at the moment, Novacyt, still going from strength to strength. I'm slightly disappointed with the price action last week, but the gap higher today kind of makes up for it. End of day close through that 205 pence level, the last intraday peak for the shares, could now open up the prospect of a top of February price channel target heading as high as 300 pence. This stage only back below today's intraday floor at 180 pence, really shaking the idea of an accelerated move to the downside, especially given the way that this is the second gap now we've had this month to the upside, and the last gap was a very big one as well. So plenty of momentum appears to be there for Novacyt. Another stock with a lot of chit-chat in social media at the moment is Net Scientific. That's broken this line of resistance from February at 2 pence, and at least while we're above that, looking for a November resistance line projection as high as 8 pence for the shares. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for an end-of-day close through the 50-day moving average at 3.3 pence, but really the break of that line from February at 2 pence has been the trigger, and it was one well worth waiting for on that particular stock. Holding that level is now key going forward. Finishing off with the new name in the near term here, Plutus Power Gen. Here we've got a break of this falling wedge for the shares at 0.05 pence. Above that, we could at least retrace the losses so far seen for 2020, so back towards 0.15 pence. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for a clearance of the 50-day moving average at 0.07 pence. But at least while we're above 0.05, looks like the stock is on its way. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.